I was really happy when I saw one of us here putting on a Ugandan t-shirt. Yeah, I'm home. Yeah, someone's putting on a Ugandan t-shirt on the other side. But I'm excited to be before you all here, and especially to share God's word. At one time, someone was encouraging us and said, hey, you know, you can do businesses, but there's a business that you can do that goes across the whole world. And what's that kind of business? It's the gospel. It's the gospel. So I'm excited to share God's word with you. You have heard of the names, Williams, Be-shi-sha. Be-shi-sha. You got it right. Some of the people, it becomes more harder, and they just call me Sisha. Yeah. So when I hear someone saying Sisha, I know I'm connected. But when I hear you saying Be-shi-sha, I just say, hey, you're good. Thank you. I come from Uganda, Africa. And he visited Uganda at one time. If you may forget about me, but at least there are futures that you can't forget about Uganda. One, the source of River Nile comes from my country, which pours the waters to Sudan, Egypt, and the Mediterranean Sea. And then also the equator just go through my city, Entebbe, Uganda. So in the morning, I'm in the southern hemisphere. In the evening, I cross over, I come to the northern hemisphere. That's all about Uganda. And probably Uganda also has the second largest freshwater lake, Lake Victoria. Big, huge. It touches Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. So at least you better forget about me. But don't forget about those futures. And if you come to visit, you can enjoy them. Amen. You're welcome, by the way, to come and visit my country again. Hey, come back the second time. Amen. My family, they know that I'm here today, so they send their greetings to you. I have three of my own. One boy, Isaac, Rebecca, and Gloria. Then also, I do have 27 young ones. He knows the reason why we connected those young ones. It's because of HIV, AIDS. You know, parents are dead. And you can't stand it, you know, when you see a young one doesn't have any help and just coming to put him or her into your home. Why? Because of the gospel. And I think it was 2015 when I was here. Then I went back. It's when I lost Mama. So these are 3 years almost. But the grace is sufficient. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I do not only take care of those young ones, a home of 33. It's a big home. Eh? But also I help with pastors across Uganda, different districts. Now, these pastors, they do ministry. But the problem is, you find a pastor, he has a church, he has never gone through the Bible. And you can't stand that too, because I was trained from here. We read the Bible, I went through the Bible, I know the goodness of the Bible. So God also laid it on me. With the help of friends too, and then we're able to have a program for them. So it's us who go where they are, and has made this kind of training very effective, because you go where they are, not waiting to come where you are, and has been effective. We have enrolled so many pastors to make sure that are able to read the Bible, they're able to come up with their own sermon, you know, then also to check on their pastoral kind of life. And pray the Lord. It's on the ground. It's working. Amen. And now another thing is, I just want you to pay more attention with the kind of English before you that I put before you. English originated from England. So, we in Uganda, we are British colonized or protectorate. So in other words, we have the first degree of English before it shows up in the USA. So if I need this bottle, in English we say from Africa, water. When it comes here, because of the long journey, 6,000 miles apart, someone is tired, is wearied out. Instead of saying the bottle of water, he said the bottle of water. That's the difference. So in other words, pay attention to me as we share from God's word. Amen. From where I'm going to share with you, it's in John chapter, slightly here, we're going to John, chapter number 10, of course, it will be verses 27. I don't want to be far away from what right now the church, the wave that's in the church, in line with revival. I love to go in to see the fire of God showing up. Not only here, but also down in Africa. Not only in Africa, but still to other continents. We need revival. We need to see God moving. You know, we need to hear the voice of God, what He's saying pertaining our marriages, in our teens, in our churches. We need to see what does, or to hear what God says in such kind of situations. So entirely we need to depend on God. Did you know that we have so many voices around? I was reading somewhere, and then I came to know that Americans, at times they lose their hearing systems. So they have gadgets. The hearing aids. So those aids, when they put them in, they're able to hear what's taking place. And if you're speaking to him or her or any voice, they're able to detect it because of the help of those gadgets. And then someone was saying that those gadgets, if you go somewhere where there's a lot of noise, you can't detect which is which because it just keeps on pulling every noise. But then today, they have modified on those, there's a modification on those gadgets. You can tune them, and then you direct your hearing to one person or to other voices, which is good. Then I was reading in 10 here, John 10, 20, 27. Many of us, we know what the verse says, that my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. And they follow me. My sheep, they hear my voice. Out of the many voices, but my sheep, they hear my voice. As Christians, as a church, I think we are the candidates to have that clarity of God's voice. When the Lord is speaking, what's the Lord speaking today? Revival. But the question comes in, are all people tuned up to the one voice of God? Or they still hear many other voices? When you come to the government, so many voices. People agree with this, they disagree with that. Others saying yes, others they say no. And it's like, which voice are we to go with? So where does the proper or the voice that is needed to be hard should come from? I believe the church has an answer. Why? Because we are tuned to know his voice. And as long as we know his voice, I mean, I came in when I saw her putting on the Ugandan flag, you know, t-shirt. I just knew that's from Uganda. It says move Uganda. However much you can come and say, no, this is from Brazil. I say, no, it's Uganda. Why? Because it has a crane. Jim calls it a chicken. It's not a chicken. It's a crane. No. It's a crane. Uganda Crusade crane. So we need to be detective. To be tuned. And that's all that you are saying about revival, I believe. I was trying to search the word revival. You know, revival. In the first place, is something that which was there, but has crumbled. The church was in order, but a lot of stuff has come in, a lot of voices have come in, systems have come in, and people have lost the track. If the answer someone's looking for a solution, the church is the way to go. We remember in the Bible when in the Old Testament, somebody had lost his animals and they said, where should we go? Let's go to the seers. Let's go to the church. The solutions with the church, the solutions with the Christians who know the voice. If in terms of direction, they know which direction to go. Why? Because as long as we connect him, we are certain of what to do, of what to say, even what to say to you. Why? Because it's the church. My sheep, they know my voice. As I was reading, and I wanted really to come up with more stuff on this. And also, Daniel came into, it crossed into my mind. And I went back to Daniel. Many of us, we know the times of Nebuchadnezzar when he had a dream in chapter 2 of Daniel. That dream frightened him. And then he called different people here, groups of people. It was that night during the second year of this. We are in Daniel chapter number 2, verses 1. One night during the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had such a disturbing dreams that he couldn't sleep. He called in a group of magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers. And he demanded they tell him what he had dreamed or dreamt at. Now, that was a problem. The man was confused, but he needed to have a voice. Out of the many that I saw, what came into my mind? I need a solution unto that. This is why I had to invite all the company of every people group here. The intellectuals, the witches, to show up before him. And he said, hey, I had a terrified dream and I need to know its meaning. Not narrating how it was, but I need to know exactly how it began, how I how it came to me, And then what does it say at the end of the day? He needed a solution. He needed a way out. Yes, he was a king. You know, because many of us, we say, man, once I'm on the other side, we call it state house, in the White House, then I'm okay. As long as I'm a senator, I'm in good shape. You know, that's the kind of mindset of men, that as long as I'm on the high, I'm in the state house, I'm in good shape. But he was on top, but still there was something missing in him. Lots of people around us, issues are there, and people seek a way out, and the way out comes by God. So the Bible goes on to say that he called all those the astrologers, as in number 4, answered the king in Aramaic, "Hey, long live king, tell us the dream." "No way." He went on to say, "I just need you to come and inform me." And then until he said, "Come on, and as long as that you have come to inform me what I dreamt and its meaning, I'm going to give you back." Giving back. This is when he said that, "Hey, just tell, I will give you many wonderful gifts and honors. Just tell me the dream and what it means. Then I'll be giving you back." So it goes on to say here in verses, because of time, jumping at the verses here. Then it happened that no one could come and interpret the dream. And that was chaos. And if there was no any way or solution, it meant death. He said that we are going to cut you piece by piece. You'll be destroyed. Not only you, but also your household. An attachment to you. Now, do you see how terrible that situation was? There are situations people go through. People go through issues. And the question comes in, what's the remedy? What's the way out? The answer is to the church. This is why we need revival. This is why we need God to set us on fire again. So that the church is seen, not only to be seen, but has a way out. As Christians. This is why the Bible says that God, the Bible says that if you're electing the church, put it just on the top of the hill so that people are able to see, so that they can run unto it. People's problems and issues, they are able to focus, hey, let's go to God, that we can have our way out. I've come across so many people, not only here, but during our counseling times, you know, mothers come in, even kids come in. These are issues out. And the question comes in, what am I to do, God? But when we hear from him and gives a word, you behold that word. It becomes a way out for you. I've seen so many. Doors seem to be closed. Windows seem to be closed. All are put together. But still when we seek his face, he provides a way out. He'll provide a ventilator to become a way out for you. And that's when we hear people praising Jesus. That God had not been you. You know? So to us who know him and who have put our trust in him, we are like Mount Zion. We can't be shaken because we have a solution. out of the many voices, we have a way out. We know that this is Jesus. We can detect that God is speaking into our lives. The Bible continues to say here, there's something that here I love here to hear. Now, Daniel, because the time was had come to come and chop him with swords, because the king had commanded, hey, if these people, they cannot come and reveal this dream to me. Now, whoever calls himself wise, sorcerers, go and begin chopping them up. Now, they came, I think, to the door or to the gate or to the main gate of Daniel, where they were staying in a dormitory or in their house. What's happening? Hey, something's happening on the other side, and you're among those people who are going to be chopped off your heads. Now, Daniel, in verse 16, says, when Arioch, now Arioch, it's a name, and if you're good with the Bible, you can read it the way as it is, Arioch or Arioch, it's up to you. It's like when you say, Beshisha. That's okay. If you say Shisha, still I'll answer you. So it doesn't matter here too. So the commander of the king's guard came to kill them. Daniel handled the situation with wisdom and discretion. He asked Arioch, why has the king issued such a harsh decree? So Arioch told him all that had happened. Daniel went at once to see the king and requested more time to tell the king what the dream meant. He requested for more time. What do we learn from that by requesting more time? He requested that he's able to make prayers. When we make prayers, there has to be a solution. When a church assembles, comes together. When I connected you here, I just love the way. I didn't just come to visit and then to say, hey, no. We came at his house and we came for prayers. Like tomorrow, you're going to do that too. Hey, don't be surprised. You may see me over there, okay? Amen. But to wait a little longer, so that we can make a prayer and be done. Issues are sorted out in prayer. Problems are sorted out in prayer. What's disturbing you? When we turn unto God, when we give in time, when we separate ourselves and we see God's face, we will see Him. God cannot disappoint us. I have testimonies. Uganda, where it has come from, many of folks here, they know Uganda, especially the old age, about our president. He was a bad, bad man by the names of Idi Amin, who was a killer. That's what they know about Uganda. But at least today came up with Uganda, with good futures of Uganda. Not the bad. I never talked on Idi Amin. He's gone case. He died and it's gone. But he had come to a point of he never recognized the Pentecostal and other kind of movements, churches. He only recognized the Church of England. I think that was Episcopal here. He only recognized a church, Roman Catholic. And the Muslim, because he was a Muslim. So it was like more of the Muslims, three regions, that was all. So any other region was rubbish. Now they imprisoned people. They imprisoned pastors. What the church did, they went what we call undercover. The church began praying from the basements. So today, where Idi Amin stopped and where the country is today, it's because of the results of prayer. People turned unto God. People turned unto God in their basements, undercover, and they seeked God's face. And God was merciful. God answered that prayer. You know, the economy of Uganda had gone down, that as a country, we never had even any small-scaled industry to make a toothpick, to make a brush, anything, just even sandals. We could go to our neighboring country, which was Kenya. Now, what Kenyans did, they brought their industries right to the border of Uganda. So people are able to cross and come by from here, then they go back. But today, the economy has come up. Why? People turn to God. I'm sick. Let me just seek the king here. Yes, I know. Nebuchadnezzar is furious. You are annoyed. But can you give us some more time? Christians, we need time in seeking. Thank you so much, the ones who came in today. Because you have given in time. That when you give in time to see God, God will reveal himself to you or to us. He doesn't disappoint.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. That's what we need to see in churches. That people can connect their God again. People seem to be away. Things which are done in churches today. Oh, I don't know the American kind of churches. But on the other side, to be prayed for, you have to give money. It's like, what? You have to be given money. And not only money, but they come with different envelopes. They come with the blue ones. They come, on the other side, it's like cashish, like, you know, they look like what you see here. Then with the white envelopes. Now, cash is for every commoner, okay, who has little money. But then the white ones are those ones with much money in. So when the man of God shows up, I don't know whether it's the man of God or the man of the devil, but the man of God shows up. And then he says, now, who has the white envelope that I can pray for him first? Then the other ones, it will be later. It will be an opportunity for you. I may not. Can you imagine? That's where the church has gone. Far. But if we turn, if we see God's face, God is showing up. And you know the funny part is, you may keep on praying here, but the more you pray, because God, you cannot limit him. You may set the fire here. The fire begins to burn. Either in New York or in Uganda. So you better keep on the fire, okay? Because it benefits me. Praise the Lord. It benefits me. So the more you pray, the more we are set free. Because it's his body. The church in Uganda is the body of Jesus. The church here is the body of Jesus. Whatever is done here, it will be done also to the other places. So the more we have to see God. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So he requested for more time to tell the king what the dream was, what it meant. Now, the Bible says that then Daniel went home and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret, so they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. And that night, the secret, hear that, he went home. He went back to fellowship. He went back to fellowship and he began shedding in the fellowship what has aspired from the key, from the palace. You know, do you see the importance of fellowshipping? He came back to fellowship. Now, had you not come back to fellowship, you wouldn't have seen me. But because you came back to fellowship, you have seen Williams, Be Shisha, or Sisha. Either way, I will answer you. Because I know you're tired from English from Africa to here. Really, someone is tired with that kind of. You can't pronounce words good, okay? God. Oh, boy. So he came back in fellowship. That's the importance of fellowshipping. When I went to his house for fellowship in prayer, I learned a lot of stuff. He spoke to me what was happening, in my life. Again, I came back here last Wednesday. Again, God used him to speak to me exactly what was happening in my life. And now I'm rest assured that where I am, I actually went back and told Michelle, I said, hey, Michelle, do you know what? You cannot hide away from God. God knows me exactly where I am. The man of God came and spoke to me, like, you know, the first time it was okay, probably Jim went and whispered to him, you know. But then again, the second time he shows up, Jim was on the other far side. Jim wasn't here. We were with Jim the whole week, you know, in construction. And again, so still God is hard on me. Hey, he may also be hard on you too. Hallelujah. Yeah, because he knows our addresses. God knows us by names. So when we come in fellowship, we encourage one another. We pray for one another. So never cease to fellowship. Actually, I tell people in Uganda that when you begin to cease, you know, out of fellowship, then you are, hey, it's a sign of what? You're backslidden. You're no longer connected. But if you're connected, hey, you ought to keep on. Because it becomes more fire in you. You are being prayed for. You have seen him and her. You have issues. You can come and share. And they pray for you. So he went back to his brother and said, hey, this is what's happening from the palace. He narrated the whole story. I said, hey, begin to pray. And when I had prayed that night, the Bible says in verse 19, that night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. The whole massive, I just call it the massiveness of the dream from here to the other end, God revealed it to him properly and thoroughly. And he came and began to narrate to the king, hey, this is what you went through. And when the king heard that, the Bible says, he rose and said, hey, the only God that I know is the God of Daniel. Did you know that if God answers us, if God gives us the word, if we hear his voice, that voice which came to Daniel, it never let other people to be executed. One word which can come to somebody's family, it can be restored. One word, it can come to someone's life and be healed. One word, just to come, it can even come to a nation. And we are able to see what the Lord is doing for sure. The better we connect ourselves with God, and we begin to seek his face. And when we allow him to speak, and it's we, it's us. My sheep, they know my voice. We know what we can speak to any situation. We know. Just the words you spoke to me. Brother, I'm comfortable in having more pizzas and tacos here because I know that now I'm in the safe hand because God knows where I am. Far away from my country. Far away from my family. But I'm in the hands of God because he knows me. He's still speaking to my life. He knows what's with me. One word. It can change somebody's life. Not all the words, but if we know the word that the Lord has whispered to us. One word. So, let's seek God more. Let's have more of him in us. In this process of seeking him, the fire that has been set, now we know it's of a purpose. God uses us, uses people, you and me, to make changes or to bring changes, not only here, but other places. You don't know what you did in my life, Pastor. You don't know what you did in my life. There were tears, but they were wiped off, away from me, because of the few words he spoke with me. When we hear from him, we get that word, and we pass it over. Nations. When the late wife of mine, for the last 25 years, we were married together, three young ones. In March, Jim showed up to come and attend Isaac's wedding, my firstborn Isaac. Because Mama had the word from the Lord, we had spent like almost a year down in IU Medical Center seeking, you know, she had third level of cancer. But so that was in 2006. Then went back for more 10 years. God just revived her. She had heard from God. And when had God spoken to her, go and take care of those vulnerable kids, ones who have lost their parents. When she heard that word, she moved with the word. She put the word in action. Today we have 27 young ones, for now this is the 9th year, young ones in the home. They have a new vocabulary. So they are able to say, Papa. They never had that vocabulary. But they are able to say, Papa. We have a dad. Be shisha. Happy. Because of one word she heard from the Lord. It can be you too. When you pick one word from the Lord. Let's seek more of God. Let's bow before him. Let's portray ourselves before him. God speaks. He longs to speak to us. Many voices, like you could have that hearing aid, can bring many voices. But if you tune the device, you can be able to hear one voice. So many, in the multitude of voices, we can tune ourselves. We are being made to tune to the voice of God in this revival so that we are able to connect him and to know what he's saying at that particular time. And we can move with that. We can restore people's marriages. We can restore people going astray. They can be back to God. As long as we avail ourselves, we seek his face. He's not respect of any man. He will come in. He doesn't use only pastors or this PBA man, black, pure black African, but also he can use you too to bring revival, either in your country or in someone's country or in someone's life. People need Jesus, but who is to come to them? One who has a voice. What the Lord is saying. Praise the Lord. I want to make a prayer here. I want to make a prayer. So that we are able to detect what the Lord is saying in these last days. In our era that we are in. What is God saying? I to be in this church. You to be in this church. You to be in this season. Are you seeing the cloud? Or the cloud has already gone? Are we being led by the cloud? The pillar of fire at night? Or his presence is no longer with you, but can be restored in the name of Jesus. The ones who felt like, you know, they're fainting. Hey, this is too much kind of, you know, we always go to see God and again on tomorrow. Yes, because you have a purpose and you have a mission. It's possible. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, and to honor you for today. Lord, I've delivered your word. Delivered your word, which is the truth that we need, oh God. Lord, I'm in the right place at the right hour. When you came to the house of God, you said, hey, you have turned this to be another place, not the mission, why it was constructed or why the house of prayer was, why it existed. But it should be a house of prayer. And Lord, we're in the church right now. I came in, I connected the wave, the move, the flow of the Spirit. And I've kept on coming because you are doing something new in us, in this place, oh God. As David was crying that, do not pass me by, but Lord, behold us in this mission, in this move, in this flow of the Spirit. The Lord may be partakers of whom you want to use, oh God. We need to hear from you. We need the means from you, God. We need the rhema word from you, God. So that, Lord, when we lift our voices up, you are able to listen. And when you open up our inner ears, yes, the Spirit of God will be able to speak to us, to say who you're supposed to say or speak, what you're supposed to put out or not. This is our prayer this evening. I commit each and every Lord of God unto you in the name of Jesus. The spiritual ears to open up so that we are able to hear what the Spirit of God says or speaks to us. This is our day. The Lord shall rejoice because I've heard from you. Lord, it's our prayer. It's what we're seeking for. We are all servants here. Lord, use us. The Spirit of God, use us. We avail ourselves unto you, God, because we love you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. It may be now. It may be this late evening. It may be in the middle of the night. But Lord, once we know we are connected, anytime you can show up to us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank God the way he's going to use you. Begin to thank God.
Thank you, God.